Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Friday edition of Chris on Sports. I'm Tyler Wood, filling in for Steve this week while he enjoys fabulous Las Vegas. Well, the wait is over. It's finally time for high school football in the North Country. Four games are on tap tonight, with four more tomorrow, as young men and women across Section 7 don their cleats and shoulder pads to represent their communities on the gridiron. The Moriah Vikings will break the ice as they host Section 2's Greenwich with a 6 p.m. start at Linney Field. The Vikings and Witches met last year in the NISFA Class D quarterfinals, with Greenwich getting the upper hand 34-0. The Plattsburgh High School Hornets, fresh off a 5-4 campaign that marked the program's best season in two decades, will face the Granville Whitehall Golden Horde of Section 2. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. at Whitehall Central. Later in the evening, a new era begins in Saranac Lake as the Red Storm christen the brand-new Ken Wilson John Raymond Field, a synthetic turf multi-sport athletic complex located on the Saranac Lake High School grounds. The guest of honor will be the Messina Raiders of Section 10, who edged Saranac Lake 18-14 in Week 0 last year. Kickoff is slated for 7 o'clock tonight. The Ticonderoga Sentinels make their much-anticipated return to 11-player football as they take on the Johnstown Sir Bills of Section 2 on the road. That contest is also scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. You'd better set an alarm on Saturday morning, because the Beekmantown Eagles and Ausable Valley Patriots have a brunch time meeting scheduled. The CVAC foes, playing in a non-conference game, will kick off at 11 a.m. At noon on Saturday, the Peru Nighthawks will face Kennedy Catholic of the Catholic High School Football League. The Gaels, hailing from Summers, New York, and Westchester County, answered Peru's statewide call to find a Week 1 opponent after their originally scheduled game against Canton was canceled. Kennedy Catholic competes in Class AA of the CHSFL alongside big-name New York City schools like Christ the King and Xaverian High. Finally, the Saranac Spartans host Section 10's Ogdensburg Blue Devils at 1 p.m. in Pickett's Corners. A quiet Thursday in Major League Baseball saw just a handful of games across the league. Kansas City topped the Los Angeles Angels 4-3. Pittsburgh pounced on the Dodgers 5-3. Philadelphia had the upper hand over Milwaukee 2-0. The Tampa Bay Rays grounded Cleveland 4-2. And the Yankees took the series finale over Houston 8-4. Big news out of the WNBA last night, as Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark announced she is officially out for the remainder of the 2025 season. Clark has been battling multiple injuries and has not appeared in a game since July 15th. Girls soccer teams around the region kicked off Northern Soccer League play last night. Boquette Valley topped Shazy 2-1. Claire Reynolds scored both goals for the Griffins, while Ella Pulsiver made six tops in net for the winners. Gwen Campo scored the lone tally for Shazy, while Eagles keeper Callie Clark had four saves. Scroon Lake Newcomb bested Willsboro 2-0. Olivia Hartwell and Piper Larrabee both had three-point performances for the Wild Huskies, with a goal and assist each. Crown Point hosted Fort Ann. Johnsburg Minerva, which merged with Section 2's North Warren this season, took on Keene. Lake Placid and Moriah met on a very wet pitch, and Saranac Lake hosted Northern Adirondack to round out the evening slate. The semifinals are upon us at the 145th U.S. Open. In women's singles, world number one Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus defeated American Jessica Pegula, while Naomi Osaka and Amanda Anisimova met in a nightcap that pushed into the wee hours of this morning. In men's doubles, the team of Horacio Zabachos and Marcel Granollers bested James Tracy and Robert Cash, and British partnership Neil Skupski and Joe Salisbury downed Kiwi Michael Venus and Indian Yuki Bombry. Tonight, Taylor Townsend and Katerina Siniakova will meet Aaron Routliff and Gabriela Dabrowski in the women's doubles final, while Novak Djokovic meets Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner meets Felix Auger-Aliassime in a pair of highly touted men's singles semifinals. For WNBZ-FM and Chris on Sports, I'm Tyler Wood.